Most of us have seen the press conferences from New South Wales government about COVID, but some statements have raised comments. This week, New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has been in the spotlight for saying the government is there to help multi-ethnic communities, unlike in their home governments. However, a new research found out refugees and migrants in Western Sydney trust the police and the government more than any other citizen. I spoke with Associate Professor at Western Sydney University, Shanti Robertson, about the research and her findings.
So this is a partnership between Western Sydney University and Settlement Services International, which is the largest provider of settlement services to refugees in New South Wales. And since 2019, we've been surveying newly arrived refugees in New South Wales. So usually we have a sample of about 400, and these are refugees that have quite recently arrived in Australia. And what we're overall interested in this work is the settlement and belonging of refugees in terms of some of these markers of welcome and belonging. So instead of looking at economic outcomes or labour market outcomes, because there's already quite a lot of research on this, we're looking at three aspects of how refugees begin to feel that they belong in Australia. So we look at their social bonds, which are their bonds within their ethnic and religious communities. We look at social bridges, which is development of wider networks out into the Australian community, including their level of access to services. And we also look at rights and responsibilities. So this is the more civic dimensions and trust dimensions that we really talked about in the recent article.
With the actual outbreak in Sydney, Minister for Health in New South Wales, Brad Hazzard, has come out and said several comments about Australians with different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on these comments from the Health Minister about the other backgrounds not complying with the law?
Well, it's one of these political statements where it can be a little bit hard to pinpoint exactly who he's blaming in the statements. What he said is a little bit oblique. This reference to other communities and other backgrounds doesn't really tell us directly who Brad Hazzard is referring to. But I think given his previous comments last week and given what's really happening in Western Sydney, it's really unsurprising that people are seeing this as quite a divisive statement that is really placing blame upon multicultural communities in Western Sydney for being inconsiderate and not complying with the laws. So I think these are quite divisive statements, and they do really go against the broader feeling of we're all in this together and that we're not different communities, we're actually one community in the battle against COVID. And I think it also plays into some stereotypes about our diverse communities in Western Sydney, which aren't necessarily true statements.
Now, looking back at some of the results from your research, it's interesting to see refugees and migrants in Western Sydney are trusting the police and the government a little bit more than other issues like the media. Could you please expand on this, and why do you think this is happening?
Finding. And I think if we look at what some of Brad Hazzard's comments last week and the kind of contrast there, so he was claiming that because refugees often come from countries where they don't have trust in government, which is true. You know, refugees have settled in Australia often because they've been persecuted by the governments in their home countries. So he took this to mean that they just don't have trust in government overall. We've actually found the opposite. Because refugees, particularly those who have come through the humanitarian settlement program in Australia, they've been offered protection by the Australian government, and their experiences in their early processes of settlement in Australia have actually been really positive. So their feelings towards the Australian government are actually extremely positive. They see a really strong contrast between the way the police and government behave in the countries that they've come from and what happens here. So they actually do have a sense of trust. They feel like they are protected. They feel like the government has their best interests at heart.
An important issue you mentioned on the research you co-authored as well was the access to information in different languages. And we've seen this in Victoria when the second wave of COVID happened last year. There was a huge lack of information in different languages. Mm-hmm. How is this information accessed in different languages in Western Sydney? Is it okay at the moment, or do the government need to do more?
Look, it's really challenging, I would say. There are so many service providers out there on the ground who are working so hard to get this information out to communities in language. So we really just have to acknowledge there is so much hard work being done by service providers, grassroots organisations, community leaders, to really try to get this information translated and into formats that will deliver the messages to community. And then you have your national providers like SBS, for example, who play such a critical role role in getting this information out to the multicultural communities. But it is really challenging, and it's challenging because there is so much linguistic diversity in Western Sydney. There are some very prominent language groups, for example, say the Arabic-speaking community or the Chinese-speaking community. And for those communities, it is much easier to get information translated and to get it out there. But in Western Sydney, particularly in refugee communities, there are also some really small language groups. If you are a Khmer speaker or an Assyrian speaker, these are small language groups. It's often quite hard to get interpreters and to get translation.
That was Associate Professor at Western Sydney University, Shanti Robertson.